AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. A more contagious variant of the coronavirus has now been found in California. State health officials are warning people to avoid New Year's Eve gatherings amid concerns that hospitals could be overwhelmed by yet another surge. Appearing on NBC's Today Show, Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's not surprising the variant is showing up.
We predicted it would be when you have so much of it in the UK, which then spread to other countries in Europe and Canada. It was inevitable that it would be here. So you're going to be hearing about reports from other states and more cases in the states that have already reported. And unfortunately, that's just the reality of the way these viruses spread.
Police and federal authorities are investigating an incident of spoiled COVID-19 vaccine in Wisconsin. Aurora Medical Center says an employee has admitted to deliberately leaving 500 doses unrefrigerated overnight. The latest weekly jobs numbers show fewer Americans filing for unemployment benefits, but the level remains elevated at 787,000, nearly four times higher than a year ago. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it may be 2023 before the job market really recovers.
There are a lot of businesses that have closed permanently. There are a lot of industries that have undergone huge changes. That means that they won't need as many people as they did previously.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports President Trump is cutting short his Florida vacation a day early.
The change in plans was announced hours after Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley said he would object next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Hawley's move would likely force a number of votes in the House and Senate that would delay the certification of Biden's win. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. A significant first for the NBA in San Antonio last night, where the Spurs were hosting the Lakers. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the story.
Becky Hammon made history by becoming the first woman to coach an NBA game. Hammon took over when Greg Popovich was ejected in the second quarter of the Spurs' 121-107 loss to the Lakers.
I really have not had time to reflect. I haven't looked at my phone, so I have no idea what's going on outside of AT&T Center tonight.
As he exited the court, Popovich pointed a finger at Hammon and had a strong message for his assistant coach. Quote, you got him, unquote. Lakers forward LeBron James spoiled the historic moment by delivering 26 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds on his 36th birthday. Dennis Schroeder had 21 points, and Anthony Davis had 20 points and 8 rebounds for the Lakers. I'm Dave Ferry.
And if you're anxious for the new year to arrive, it has already in New Zealand, celebrated with a laser show and fireworks in Auckland. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.